6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m., and it's Tuesday, April 5th, 2022. Dave Prieger with you in Central Time. Yeah, we are in the Central Time Zone for those of you listening to us live. And guess what? We are streaming live on a only one shortwave channel, WWCR 13.845. For those of you listening, we made a few changes overnight. We are only replaying on 7.490 from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. And those of you who know shortwave, the explanation basically is that shortwave later in the day, it's a little bit more difficult to pick stuff up. But early morning, 7.490 comes through loud and clear. So we are sticking to live stream on WWCR 13.845 from 11 to 1 Central Time. So those of you dialing in at shortwave can get that. We also want to extend our prayers to Lori and Michael. If you could just, you know, put them in your prayers. Lori suffering from a diagnosis of tuberculosis. And Michael is going through some rehabilitation right now. So send a big prayer up to the Almighty for them, if you would. We appreciate that. And, of course, all of the donations and things that you do to help the Power Hour continue its legacy. Obviously, you click the Support Us tab. We have a buymeacoffee.com tab that comes up. And, of course, you click on that and you can become a level 1, 2, or 3 supporter, which gets you all sorts of perks and discounts at the Power Mall. And, of course, we appreciate that. We're all over Facebook, Twitter, and other places. Power Mall is also on Facebook, believe it or not. Grow Network, by the way, it's one of our sponsors, has a free webinar on how to grow food in a grid-down situation. The Power Hour Food, powerhourfood.com is the website. And guess what? You can register for free. How about that? Teach you how to have a green thumb. That's very important given a lot of what's going on in today's news. You can kind of sift through half of everything that we're saying. Some of it is propaganda. Some of it is actually factual. We'll get into that when we get to the news segment. People are still emailing and calling us about the online doctor, Syed Haider, Dr. Syed Haider. We've had him on the show twice. He set up a website called mygotodoc.com. And I went online because, you know, it would be not right of me to sit here and talk about this guy who, by the way, has treated over 50,000 people with zero deaths for COVID. Guy's an expert in this. He also has hooked up with pharmacies that will dispense the off-label meds that, of course, the government doesn't want you to have. Well, what I say when it comes to your health, screw the government. I don't care. If you have to take ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, budesonide, fluvoxamine, prednisone, any of those that will help open and clear your lungs and get rid of this garbage, so be it. Because I'll tell you what, 50,000 people with zero deaths treated. And not only that, but if you message mygotodoc.com when you get in there and open up a portal, if you tell them you're a Power Hour listener, and you can tell them, Power Hour host Dave Prieger said that if I'm sick, that you would treat me. And they will do that because they're customarily not doing that for everybody. But if you're a Power Hour listener, that is a perk you get. Nobody else does just by mentioning the Power Hour when you email through their portal. Now, you have to set it up like I did. I went to mygotodoc.com, set it up, and, I mean, literally within the week, I have my medicine cabinet stocked. You can't beat that. And low-risk patients, by the way, if you've got long COVID, you've had COVID, there's this condition called long COVID. It can be debilitating, and this is all based on a large-scale study, which the VA did of 150,000 vets, which showed an increased risk of heart attack and stroke even up to a year later, up to 70% more likely than people who were not infected, which is why Dr. Syed Haider and his team set up mygotodoc.com. We at the Power Hour endorse it. Unlike other sites, you can register for free, ask questions ad infinitum on nauseam, and they connect you to those pharmacies that won't gouge, which is really important, especially if you're on a fixed income and you're starting to feel a little ill. Can't take anything for granted these days, folks. It's just the way it is. That's why we have mygotodoc.com. Phone number is 281-219-7367. If you are so inclined to pick up the phone and give them a holler. MyGoToDoc.com. I did it. I'm hooked up. My medicine cabinet's stocked, ready to go, just in case I get sick. I don't sound sick now. Don't feel sick now. Everything's fine now. And, of course, our telephone number, those of you who wish to call in during any point in the show today, 844-769-2944. Sound off. Tell me what's going on. Tell me what news story just tripped your trigger, and that's why you're calling. It's always a good thing, too, because, see, we've been locked down for 2 years over in some parts, and it's like, look, we want our freedom back, and that also means the freedom to communicate. We haven't been doing a whole lot of that for, like, 18 of those 24 months. Everybody's been locked up in their house and afraid to talk to anybody, and when they do, things get ugly, especially between family members over this jab. We've had enough people on there to talk about exactly what this jab is. And, of course, we have some news stories to tell you about. Perry Arledge, by the way, the author of Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure, is going to be with us at the bottom of the hour. James Perloff is going to be with us at the top of next hour, talking about Ukraine behind the wall of propaganda. So we're going to get to the bottom of this. We also have Berkey Water Systems available to order by dropship, as well as a head-to-toe calcium bentonite clay by Perry A in 1 or 4 pound supplemental increments. Charcoal House, also, we're offering 260 milligram for internal use, softer activated charcoal tablets. Helps you get rid of indigestion, gas, and nausea. Handy for travelers in the glove box, the luggage. Chewable charcoal tablets work well for oral or dental complaints as well, believe it or not. And, of course, our spring cleaning sale continues at thepowermall.com. If you have any questions, support at thepowerhour.com, or you can just call the Power Mall. You can connect with them right off the Power Hour website, believe it or not. And Power Hour J, everybody else will talk to you. That phone number is 877-817-9829, of course. And we appreciate you and all you do to support us, especially our latest Level 3 members out there. We've been talking about you all last week. News of the world, which we have a little bit of time to get to here for the bottom of the hour. Russian President Putin, which he is a legitimate president, unlike the one we have here in this country. He signed a decree on April 4th, which would be yesterday, to place visa restrictions on countries that have taken unfriendly actions against the Kremlin in recent weeks. I guess that includes the UK, also includes Canada, includes the U.S., includes all the EU states, and Ukraine, of course. You really think they're going to let Ukrainians in with this going on? I don't think so. The act's going to introduce a number of restrictions on entry to the territory of Russia. You might not even be able to get in, frankly. Sri Lanka, by the way, makes the news. This is an island nation, by the way. And if you wonder about economic crises, think about this. If you live on an island, what do you think the chances are of your supply chain getting cut off? What U.S. state is a chain of islands? That's right. If you said our 50th state, Hawaii, you are correct. Why do things cost more money there? Because they have to be shipped in from all over, and if the shipping lanes were actually cut off or slowed, that those islands would be affected. Be serious there. And you have a melting pot of different people, and you also have several military installations on those islands, so including Barking Sands. You know the missile range out there in Kauai? Been by there. Haven't been in there, but been by there. It's out near Polihale State Park. Beautiful sunsets out there, by the way. And so Sri Lanka, of course, their whole cabinet has resigned en masse based on food and fuel shortages and protests. Hundreds of people trying to storm the president's house. And, of course, that didn't go well for them. But, again, the president and the prime minister of Sri Lanka are the only ones who didn't quit. Now they're going to appoint a whole new cabinet because everybody says, hey, we can't deal with this anymore. We are not going to be victimized by all these people that are mad at us because of what has happened here on the island of Sri Lanka. In the Ukraine, and we're going to find out whether or not this is at the bottom, top of next hour, with Mr. Perloff. We're going to find out whether or not these biologic weapons do not exist in Ukrainian laboratories the U.S. has been funding. Now, this is what a Pentagon official, Deborah Rosenbaum, Assistant Secretary of Defense for Nuclear, Chemical, and Biological Defense Programs, told the House Subcommittee on Intelligence and Special Operations on April Fool's Day. Was that an actual April Fool's Day joke, Deborah? You're telling us that there's, let's see if I can find that. Oh, here it is. Here's the quote. Unequivocally, no offensive biologic weapons in the Ukraine laboratories that the United States has been involved with. All right. Now, let's back that up and talk about the possibilities that this is not the truth. Let's say that she said that the United States has been involved with. What about other countries, and what about secret covert operations that just Ukraine knows about that are actually biologic weapons? Now, why would I say that? Why would I take this news story and pick it apart? Well, there's a reason for that. It's one word, Wuhan. What does that tell you? Look how much they hid the truth from all of us here in America about Wuhan. And so you got to wonder, when somebody from the Pentagon, and here we have a government these days that we can't trust, they've done everything counterproductive and counter to everything that we the people expected of them and believe in. We want a constitutional Republican form of government. We don't need this kind of garbage, but we're getting it. So we're going to pick that story apart at the top of next hour. And so, you know, is it the peeves that are coming in now or not? Is somebody peeved? Mark in Iowa, are you peeved this morning about something?
You know, I like to talk about the Bible. I heard you say that you were ordained minister, right?
Yes, I did not get my my certificate from the Our Lady of the Sucking Chest Wound. No, I didn't get that. No, I basically I performed wedding ceremonies for over a dozen couples, and so the reason I could do that is because I'm in Texas.
Okay. Well, I also
studied the Word for about 3 years. So go ahead.
Yeah, good. That's good. Well, I like to deal with the historical, what deals with, you know, what's going on, current events. And Amalek is, you know, Russia. It's ancient Amalek. They're the Amalekites. And they're the same people that took the Israelites into bondage in Egypt. And, of course, you remember seeing the, you know, Red Sea and Ten Commandments. But you know, the movie about the Ten Commandments was actually the sea was frozen, and they crossed on a frozen sea, and then the waves on the right side and on the left side were frozen. They were curled, and they were frozen in the sea, and then there was liquid behind it. That's actually how it really happened. But if you read in the Hebrew, it talks about the sea was congealed. It was frozen. But Amalek is modern-day Russia, and it is Antichrist, and there's no one particular person called an Antichrist. But there is a system called the Antichrist, which is communism, and it is the mark of the beast. It's the Antichrist. And if you look at Moscow, the word Meshach, Moscow, it's a city that's built upon seven hills. And it's, you know, in the book of Revelation. So a lot of people don't make the connection with Moscow, but it actually is the Antichrist. It is the Antichrist is communism, which destroys Christianity.
All right, so who is the guy coming from the east?
I think the prophet. Are you talking about the prophet Daniel?
No, we're talking about the supposed being that they claim, or a lot of religions these days claim, is the actual Antichrist, that it is a person that represents evil.
Yeah, I know, but that's not a true doctrine. See, I mean, that goes along with the false doctrine of a 7-year tribulation, a 3.5-year tribulation, a rapture. That's all part of that kind of a doctrine, which is none of that's in the Bible. But what it does talk about is it talks about an Antichrist system, which is communism, and you have it going back all the way back to ancient Egypt, which is the Amalekites, Amalek. But we can trace the Russian, the people of Russia, we can trace their origins. They're the house of Esau, which means red, Edomite, and they're also known as Mongol Turks, and they're the people that were possessing Jerusalem in 1917 during World War One, when the General Allenby liberated Jerusalem on December 9th of 1917 during World War One. That was during the Feast of Hanukkah, and that was when the time of the Gentiles came to an end. And the time of the Gentiles came to an end when the British Commonwealth took back the land of Palestine. And that was the Mongol Turks too, which is actually the House of Esau. And the people over there in Palestine today, they're not Israel, but they're actually descendants of Esau, Mongol Turks, Red Bolshevik Communism. So you can trace it all back if you just read the scriptures and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. You'll find the truth. And everything that's playing out right now is all biblical prophecy. There's nothing happening that's not written in the prophets.
That's true. Well, see, and I always looked at, and this is one of the things about 1 Thessalonians 4. This is Paul, the Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Thessalonica. And, you know, this is 1 Thessalonians 4 was a really, really big chapter with me, because basically it's guidance for us in our future right now. And it talks about the fact that, you know, as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed, ye do it toward all brethren, which are all in Macedonia. He's talking about his neighbors. That ye increase more and more, and study to be quiet, do your own business, work with your own hands as we commanded you, that you can walk honestly toward them that are without, and that you won't have lack of anything. And he says, of course, in verse 13, that I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Part of the problem, see, is that when you try to identify when people are going to be taken up, the verse goes, if we believe Jesus died and rose again, even so them which also sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. So they are first. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Now, I kind of like when I hear that, this thought of rapture or being taken away, which everybody is praying for, the word talks about the apostasy first and the fact that there is going to be a falling away. Obviously, those like yourself, Mark, that are learned in this area understand the fact that there are people right now that are falling away that are basically just, you know, denying God. And a lot of the stuff that's in Romans plays itself out. But see, Thessalonians, why would Paul write something like that to one of the churches and tell them that something is going to happen?
Yeah, the great falling away has already happened. It's happened over the past 150 years. And what is the great falling away in the modern-day apostate Christian church? It is that the church has turned away from the law of Moses and the prophets. They don't believe in the Old Testament. They don't believe in the scriptures. They say it's been done away with, nailed to the cross. That's all a lie. You know, Christ said, I came to fulfill the law. And the part that Christ fulfilled was the ordinances, which were the animal sacrifices and the offerings of the law. He fulfilled that. But the rest of the law, the statutes, the commandments, the precepts, the judgments, the righteousness of God's law, which is based on our government, which is the Constitution of the United States, is the law of Moses. But all of that is still intact. And this is the nation of Israel, United States, Zion, USA. And the other thing is, too, Christ is coming back for his bride, and the bride is Israel, the 12 tribes. And those of us that are alive upon the earth will be caught up in the air in the marriage supper of the Lamb. But the resurrection is going to happen first, and then the marriage supper of the Lamb.
There you go. Appreciate your input, Mark. We've got other callers in the hold queue right here. Brian in Missouri, how are you, sir? Welcome to the show. What's up?
Well, I get so frustrated when I hear a lot of this. The Antichrist actually showed up June 6th of 1666. Rabbi Shabbat and Zevi, you can look it up on the internet. That's when he showed up. That's when you had the London fire to, proclaim his coming. You had a plague then. You had Fescue QV then, which is basically the rise of bureaucracy, which is the essence of the Antichrist. and people just don't get it. And so your people that worship the Antichrist are called Shabbatians, okay? And you look at Gates are Shabbatians, Rothschild is Shabbatians. That's who they are, but they're just well hidden.
Interesting, Brian. That's an interesting take. Shabbatians, which is why they have. Is that why they say Shabbat Shalom?
I'm not sure. I just know that Jacob Frank in the 1850s, he claimed that he was a reincarnation of Rabbi Shabbat and Zevi. And if you study what Jacob Frank was doing, it's everything that's going on today. It's everything anti-Christ, you know, pedophilia. He had a beautiful wife that he would loan her out to all these politicians sexually to get political favors. I mean, they were just absolutely disgusting. And they were thrown out of, the Jews actually threw them out of the synagogues, wanted nothing to do with them. And they had like a million followers. And, if you even look up CESTUQV, it makes sense what's going on. CESTUQUEVUE. And this
now,
is
that would
all
be,
the heralding
of
the coming of the Antichrist. So when you had the London fire, you had the plague, you had the Cestus QV, then all those Shabbatian followers said, oh, this is our proof. This is our sign that our Christ is here, who was the Antichrist. And he's been busy ever since, and he's incarnated.
Yeah, he's made a mess of things. He's made a mess of things.
Yep.
He has, Brian. Well, we appreciate your call. Thanks so much this morning. We're coming up to the break. And, of course, we're going to cover U.S. news, politics, and government in the last segment of our program here. There's a lot going on right now. And, of course, if you subscribe to our email blast, we send that to you. You get a complete rundown of the show. You can click, you can listen, and then you can read all the news, that some of which we cover, some of which we don't. And stay informed right here, because everybody wants truth. Knowledge is power. Dave Krieger with you, and we're going to be joined by Perry Arledge here right after the break. Stay with us here on the Power Hour.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Herb and Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Caps, Sinew Araga, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Tuesday, April 5th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us, homeschool moms. Hey, we have a homeschool story for you that we'll get to in a couple of segments away. In the meantime, we have a new product at the Power Mall. Actually, back to the Power Mall. Head-to-toe calcium bentonite clay by Perry Arledge. She is the author of Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure. She's been an ongoing student in the study and research of bentonite clay since the early 90s and has been an advocate for bentonite clays ever since. She has a BS degree and a background in chemistry, biology, and veterinary science and has contributed greatly to her knowledge base for understanding intricate working of clays. Perry A. has been a humorist and motivational speaker for more than 20 years. We have the detox clay powder in 1 pound and 4 pound sizes here at the Power Mall. And Perry Arledge, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave. Good to be back.
So the thing is that you have also developed a free downloadable PDF booklet, which helps new users understand some of the ways to use this clay. And so when I think of bentonite clay, I remember bentonite is something you mix with water and you drink and it like cleans you out. Would that be a fair statement?
That would be a very fair statement. Cleans you from head to toe. You know,
All right. Ingest
new toxins every day. Catch them before they get into the body.
No doubt. Maybe we should send a couple of tons of this stuff to D.C., to the nation's capital, because they sure could use an enema. But anyway, so what is living clay? Now, you described this as living clay. So I'm gonna let you run with this thing and tell my audience what exactly is living clay and what does it do?
Okay. A living clay is one that's capable of change through balancing, transforming, stimulating in the interactive exchange of elements and energy. It's called biotransmutation. So the clay acts as a catalyst, and it can work with enzymes in the body to create a mineral or something that the body needs that the clay doesn't even contain. So they co-create together. It's how it helps develop red blood cells. Diastase and oxidase enzymes in the body work with the clay, and it can clean your blood and develop big, healthy red blood cells. It takes about 6 weeks of drinking the clay to reach that state. Clay is, some of you may not know, it's a volcanic ash, and it has to be birthed through the volcano, and all the impurities are burned out, and this pure mineral ash is left that landed in an inland sea or lake bed millions and millions of years ago. And over the years, these lakes have dried out and become deserts and things. And this clay has developed through the ages. And it is a green smectite clay. It belongs to the family of smectites. But what is unique about this particular head-to-toe clay is that it swells 3 times. And most bentonite clays, when you make the mask, you add 1 part water to 1 part clay. Well, this one, you get 3 times the volume, and it gives you more surface area with that strong negative charge from the volcano going through the heat of the volcano to pull out toxins. Now, when you drink it, it cleans you from the mouth south. The clay particle is too large to go through the colon wall and into the bloodstream. So you don't necessarily get minerals from it except from the catalytic action. The other way of detoxing is to take a clay bath, and it will pull through the pores of your skin. Not only does it pull through the pores of the skin, but it relaxes the body. When you take a clay bath, they're very relaxing. Your muscles let go. And there are some heavy metals that get deeply sequestered in the muscles and soft tissues of our body. So this helps it let go of the toxins, and then the charge on the outside pulls it out through the pores of your skin. And the beauty of clay is it has a 50-year lifespan. Imagine it like a little magnet, and it pulls these toxins into it. It doesn't kill them. It doesn't kill the bacteria, the infections. What it does, it captures them and cuts it off from its supply of nutrition, and they die a natural life. So when you take a clay bath, these clay molecules grab those toxins, and if they stay within the clay particle, you're not going to get them back on you. It goes down the drain. And if you make your liquid clay for the bath, according to the directions in that downloadable book, it's not going to stop up your plumbing.
I was just going to ask you that question, Perry, is it whether or not, you know, because some people have septic systems and some people have aerobic systems and some people have sewers. The ones with the sewers, I worry about less. But those who have septic systems and aerobic systems, I have my question, my follow up would have been whether or not this stuff, once you put it down the drain, because the clay bath sounds absolutely wonderful. And we don't have to worry about it clogging up our septic tanks.
No, I had a septic tank expert say that it will, you know, if it's in the liquid form, if you throw it in there and it's got lumps, beware. But if you could put it in the blender and mix it and pour it in your bath water, it not only goes down the pipes, but it cleans the pipes.
Interesting. It doesn't matter what kind of pipes they are, it cleans them. Now, are there metal minerals like aluminum or anything in this clay?
Oh, it's got probably most all of them, but they're not in a bioavailable form. It has aluminum. Everything Earth has aluminum in it, and silica, quite a bit of silica, which is good. But the minerals are bound together by covalent oxygen hydroxide bonds. These are very strong bonds. So to break out the minerals in clay, they have to subject it to extremely high heat or high acidity to find out which minerals are in the product. And the body can't produce that amount of heat or acidity. So the minerals in the clay make up the clay particle, and that's what gives it this negative charge. When it goes through that volcano, the heat gives it an electromagnetic charge. So it's just like a little magnet going through the body picking up the trash. And the fact when you take a clay bath, it relaxes the muscles. If you play tennis for the first time all year and you're sore, you get in a clay bath and in 5 minutes your muscles are, the soreness is just gone. It relaxes the muscles and it pulls that acetic acid buildup out of the body.
Interesting. Now, how much clay do you need to do to make up? You said something about putting this in a blender. And then you pour it in the tub. How much clay do you need? I mean, if somebody goes and buys a half gallon, which is your 4 pound size, how, and they like clay baths, how, I mean, do they have to take one like every other day, once a week? I mean, and how much of the stuff are you going to go through?
Well, if you're taking it for a serious detox, if you know you have toxin, if you had a blood test and you know you're dealing with, some kind of heavy metal poisoning, then you need to take 2 baths a week for 3 months. That's the suggested protocol, using 1 cup of clay. Now, I know people who use more than 1 cup. A teaspoon of clay, when you lay it out, it under a high-powered microscope, it looks like a little business card with jagged edges, and it's full of these negative charge. When you hydrate it, the little business cards swell, and the water in between becomes magnetized, and it pulls these toxins in. If you laid out these little microscopically thin business cards on a football field, a teaspoon of clay would go to the 80-yard line. That's how much surface area it has for pulling out toxins, and that's quite amazing. So we say a one-cup clay bath is sufficient. I've had people that only had one lady, only had a half a cup. She threw it in the bathtub, fixed it, and put it in her bathtub, and got rid of a migraine headache in 15 minutes. So,
wow.
You know, you can play with it and find your happy place with it. This day and time, once a month, once or twice a month, clay bath, because we're exposed to toxins every time we walk outside, and the vegetables, the food we eat, it's in the air, it's all around us. And so that's a good way to stay cleaned out. And a clean body, if you have a balanced body, this clay also is very high pH, a 9.7 pH. I've been drinking it for over 20 years, I think 27 to be exact, and I had acid reflux. Well, it's gone and never to come back as long as I take a little clay every now and then. That balances you. So when you can get it brings your acid level into balance. At 7 is normal for a body. And that mine has never been below 7 or above 7. It stays right at 7. So because it's a 9.7, it doesn't over-alkalize you. This is because it's homeostatic, and it wants to bring you into balance. And as you and I know, a balanced body can heal itself.
So if you take this, how often are you drinking? What is it, just a teaspoon in water? Is that it? Or is there something else more to it?
You can do it that way, but I like to mix it in the blender. It's smoother, it comes out much better, less grittier. In a blender, you put 4 cups of water and a half a cup of clay, and that makes you a quart of liquid. I put it in a food-grade plastic or glass bottle with a plastic lid. You don't want to store it in metal. And so you put it there. You can leave it on your kitchen cabinet. It won't spoil. My daughter put hers in the refrigerator and said, "Mom, my clay started tasting like perfume." And I said, "Where do you have it?" She said, "In the refrigerator." And of course, it was summertime, and she had fruits and vegetables and everything in there and didn't get her lid on twice. And of course, it's a natural deodorizer. You know, they use it in kitty litter, stuff like that. So it just deodorizes the refrigerator. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing. All right. So this.
It's in the earth. Remember the volcano burned out all those impurities. Only God can make clay. I call it God's pharmacy. Pharmaceutical companies can't replicate it. And the fact this mine where it came from at one time was owned by Pfizer and they let it go. They only used it to add it to making pills, the pill powder to coagulate the ingredients and get them stick together. They use it as a binder. We've been taking clay lots of time. Every time you take a pill, you probably have a little clay in there.
Interesting.
I like to drink a little of it every day. Now, here's the kicker with clay. I don't think it really has side effects. If you're detoxing too fast, you may get a Herxheimer reaction, which is a headache or a little lethargic for a day or two, but then that's gone. It's just a sign that it's working and the toxins are trying to get out faster. You can eliminate. But half the people say they get constipated, and the other half say, "Oh, my gosh, I have 3 good bowel movements a day." So I have had husbands and wives, and one of them's one way and the other's this other way, and they're eating the same food. So it just depends on your condition, but it's an easy fix. You know, just take whatever you need to keep your janitorial services working. I like magnesium oxide. It's in a tablet, 250 milligrams. You get it at the grocery store. You can cut them in a half if one is too much or if you need 1.5, you know, you can play around and find your happy place with them, and it's worth it to keep taking the clay. We've had some remarkable recoveries of things. One gentleman had cirrhosis of the liver, and they had given him 6 months to live. He had 5% of his liver left, and he was jaundiced. He wasn't an alcoholic, but he did have hepatitis C. He heard about a lady in Canada that had been taking 8 ounces of clay 3 times a day and healed her colon and also got rid of a tapeworm in her liver. just drinking 8 ounces three times a day. I'd never suggested anybody take that much. But it, she put him on that and putting a poultice on his liver at night and taking clay baths. And in 6 months, his liver had grown back 35%. In a year, it had grown back 55%. They moved, and I lost his phone number, and I haven't heard from him since. But I think he's still on the planet and kicking. Now, that's pretty remarkable.
It is. Well, I was going to ask you about the fact that there are some people, you brought up acid reflux, and there's a lot of people taking Prilosec, Nexium, and stuff like that. And so you normally, you're telling me that if you drink this clay, that you're not going to ever have to take that Prilosec again? Or is it something that you have to space it out? You wean yourself off of it? And how does that work?
No, you just start drinking the clay. I had it so bad I was having sleep propped up on three pillows a night because I was having this acid come up my esophagus. I started drinking it. I mean, I threw my pillows away in 3 days. And I just, you know, just drink a little bit. If I feel something, if I feel indigestion coming on, I go take a swig of clay. You don't have to take it a certain time. You can take it with meals, without. If you're doing a colon cleanse, it's better to take it on an empty stomach because it can go down there and clean your colon better. Sometimes when it's cleaning the old fecal matter that's lodged in your colon out, it does cause temporary constipation. So be aware, and if, you know, you may want to take something as you're doing it. But like I say, other people say, oh, my gosh, immediately I have three good bowel movements a day. So, and it stimulates, when you put it on topically and use it as a mask, it stimulates the blood flow and circulation to come to an area. And with blood flow, there's oxygen, and the oxygen's what's needed for cellular repair. I've just been working with a man who had an ulcer, a bone infection, they said, on his foot. He was a diabetic, and it was the size of a quarter or larger. And they had reamed this hole out of his foot, and they were wanting to amputate. Well, his sister called me, and we soaked his foot in clay. We put a bag of clay mud on his foot at night and tape it around, and then change it and do another one in during the day. And she said the last time they went to the doctor, they said that the infection was gone. And it cleaned it one time. They went back to the doctor, and he said, you shouldn't be using that. And he just reamed the hole out and took the clay heals from the inside out because of the oxygen bringing circulation for cellular repair. And it may not look pretty at first, but if you stay with it, it will heal, and the scar tissue is gone. It removes scar tissue from old scars. It's just simply amazing what it can do. Well, she called me the other day to say that they had said the infection was gone, and that it, she said, you saved his foot because they wanted to operate, and I wouldn't let him. And he didn't want it because he was a diabetic, and it helps with neuropathy if you'll soak your feet. It helps stimulate that circulation and blood flow. You get a cut and you put clay on it, it heals instantly. It leaves no scar. Insect bites, it takes the pain away. From a wasp sting, you put it on and the pain is just gone. Same thing from a burn. If I got burned over half my body, I'd want you to submerge me in a bathtub full of clay mud, clay water, real thick, and just leave me there. It will debride the dead skin cells. They don't have to peel it off and scrape it off. And it takes away the pain instantly. I don't know
how. And this
how
is if you get burned.
Yeah, if you burn yourself on. I keep a jar in my kitchen. You know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, I can't cook without popping up my hand up and hitting the oven rack and getting a burn. You just slap some clay on there, and before you turn around, the pain's gone. And it heals it very quickly. Sunburn. We had a lady that worked for us that was a redhead, and we lived in Austin, Texas at the time, and Austin's motto was keep Austin weird. And they had a 5K run, and she went in it. Of course, she had her shorts and a little tank top on, And to be weird, her weirdness was she covered herself in clay. And everywhere she had clay, she didn't get a lick of sunburn. It's a natural sunblock. It's just that it's difficult to walk around with dried clay on your body all the time. But if you go to the beach, you take it with you. And the minute you start feeling that heat, you put the clay on there. So,
That's amazing.
There are a million ways to use clay. My deal is, if something hurts, put clay on it. I don't care if it's an arthritic knee or finger, just wrap it in clay. If you mash your finger in the door, wrap it in clay. We've had dogs that got rattlesnake bit. If I got rattlesnake bit, I'd grab my clay and then go to the doctor because it's going to pull out the venom. We've had dogs that have been bit, and this lady said, I just went by and I put clay on their, right there on their face, and it was starting to swell. And they realized it was helping them, and so the next time it was easier. I had to catch them at first when they were sleeping and just put a glob of clay there. But in 2 days, the swelling was gone, and they were over it. Now, she went out of town, and a neighbor kept her dog, and that one got rattlesnake bit. And the neighbor took her to the vet. $2,000, and 2 weeks later, the swelling went down.
Wow, that's an expensive vet bill, let me tell you. 844-769-2944 is the number to call if you have a question for Perry Arledge. She is the author of Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure. And she also is back on the Power Mall with us in head-to-toe calcium bentonite clay. Now, I've always heard of the bentonite clay cleanse. That's something that had been around in this ministry I was involved in from the 70s. But you can now buy this from the Power Mall in 1 pound or 4 pound sizes. The 4 pound size is a half gallon. 1 pound, obviously 16 ounces for those of you out there that are chemically motivated. The other thing that I'm wondering, when you mix up some of this stuff, Perry, is it, does it separate where you have to mix it again or keep mixing it, or does it stay once you've put it in the blender and you've ground it up and you've done everything and turned it into that liquid? Does it stay that way?
Yes, it does. It stays homogenized. Now, some clays you mix like that, they will separate. This one is very fine. It's ground to a 400 screen mesh. I don't know of another clay that's that fine. And it's talc-like in powder. Some people like to cast a handful of clay over the bath water. Believe me, you're going to get fine dust all over the place. It just mix it in the blender and pour it in there, rinse your blender out. You want to be sure and not leave clay on your blender blades for a prolonged time. Temporary contact with metal, it isn't going to hurt anything. And it doesn't, since it doesn't go in the bloodstream, you got metals in your body, don't worry about it. And even then, they put non-deteriorating metals in your body and in your mouth. It doesn't. The only thing that it pulls is amalgam. And if you have leaking amalgams and they're leaking mercury, it will pull that mercury out. So if you've got leaking amalgams, when you brush your teeth and after you eat, you go take a little swig of clay and swish it around in your mouth.
And it'll do all that?
Yes.
Wow. So now we have some people, Perry, that actually drink with distilled water. And does clay mix with that okay?
It mixes with innoxious water. I had the friend who told me about it. He said, if I was in a tsunami and had a bucket of an innoxious water, contaminated water, it wouldn't bother me to throw a handful of clay in there and stir it and let it settle and drink the water off the top.
Like survival stuff.
Yeah. Any kind of clay it works with, but your distilled water is acidic. Remember that. So it's going to fight the clay a little bit. The clay's going to fight to balance it.
Now, what about well water?
Well water, our city water with fluoride and stuff in it, it doesn't bother me to mix it with the clay because the clay's going to clean it.
So it'll pull the fluoride out?
Yes.
Well, there you have it. City fathers that think they know more than Perry does. Oh, you got to love that, folks. You got I mean, this is the thing. If it is a detox, now you just use the simple logic here. You can brush your teeth with it. You can take it orally. You can take a bath in it. And there is, and we will include, believe it or not, a PDF booklet that is in our email newsletter. And if you've not subscribed to the newsletter, well, you're not going to get this PDF. It's called How to Kickstart Your Day with Calcium Bentonite Clay. And it's a complete how-to guide, how to mix it, how to use it. And if you don't download it and save it to file, because if you have internet access, that's what PDFs are for. And you literally, you open this up and you put that in your survival kit, because this is something, the information is invaluable. It's information that can be shared. But even more so, the thing that I think is the real winner here is to actually go to the Power Mall and get some detox clay powder, even if you only try the 1 pound size. And if you're a little squeamish about taking it because of what it's going to do to you, my first venture, Perry, to be honest with you, would be to take a bath with it and try it that way first and see how you feel. Is that a good
pinch?
You
don't have to rinse off after a bath. Your skin is baby soft. And do it at night, you sleep like a baby.
Interesting. Well, we appreciate that, Perry A. Perry Arledge, author of Living Clay, head-to-toe calcium bentonite clay. It is available at the Power Mall right now. Perry, thanks so much for being on the show and educating our listeners. And we'll hope to have you back again on soon. Thanks so much. And we'll be back after this break with James Perloff talking about the wall of propaganda.
But what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.